From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. A Turkish airstrike hit the main hospital in Syria's Afrin on Friday night, killing 9 people, the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia and other sources said. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is again demanding a ceasefire throughout Syria and backing a UN-endorsed roadmap for a peaceful transition and elections. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday he profoundly regrets that Resolution 2401 has not been implemented. That's the Security Council's unanimous decision that has failed to de-escalate violence in rebel-held eastern Ghouta and other areas. British police said Friday they had launched a murder investigation following the death this week of a Russian associate of late tycoon Boris Berezovsky. Here's Mil Arcega.
The police said in a statement that at this stage there was nothing to suggest a link to the attempted murders of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter on March 4th, or that poison was even involved. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said on Friday, it was overwhelmingly likely, he said, that Russian President Vladimir Putin himself had made the decision to use a military-grade nerve toxin to strike down Sergei Skripal. Russia has denied any involvement. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
During her meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed the attack on the former Russian spy. Merkel saying, we have the greatest solidarity with our British friends after this nerve agent attack in Salisbury. The Chancellor went on to say, many think Russia is guilty, and she praised the British government for putting the issue on an international level. This is